You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, though, it is time for a trending report. And we have some big trending news here in the Mile High City. And I think to break the news, let's turn to the expert on all things sports.
Sports!
Here in the Mile High City, as you know, we've mentioned it many times. Right next door, we share a wall with one of our sister stations, Altitude Sports Radio 92.5. They're the home of the Nuggets, the Avalanche, and the Mammoth. But we've got Mr. Vic Lombardi from that radio station. Vic, their Nuggets, Avalanche, and Mammoth, their brick-and-mortar home, has a new name today.
Well, thank you. I just want you to know that that large disc that houses a ton of people all year long, 365, it's the busiest entertainment venue in the region, certainly all of Colorado. That place will heretofore be known as Ball Arena. That's right. Ball Arena is the new name. I know we're all excited at KSE, and Ball is excited. Ball is a local company. They're based in Broomfield. They're right up the road over here. They do a lot of things. The one thing they did that changed it all, a couple years ago, they introduced to the world, and I think you might have one of these guys, one of those Ball aluminum cups that you get, and those cups are revolutionizing a lot of sustainability efforts in the world. So this is a partnership that not only is here to tell the world about Ball and Ball Arena, but the value of these aluminum cups, man. If you've ever seen one or held one, you'll understand exactly what I'm referring to.
Yeah, I would imagine this is going to be a huge partnership for the arena, because they're probably going to move away now from all the plastic trash and everything that ends up in a landfill down there and move to these highly recyclable cups now that Ball is going to produce, and they're going to be available at all the concerts and sporting events, and it's going to be huge, man. It's huge for the planet.
You're exactly right. By 2022, the goal is to have every single can, bottle, cup at Ball Arena transition to these aluminums, and it's already happening. It has been happening, and it makes total sense with this partnership. You know what's fun about this? It's not just a Denver deal. This is a partnership that's unlike any other in pro sports. This is global with KSC. There's also a deal with Arsenal in London, the soccer team of the EPL. Where they play in London Emirates Stadium. There's a deal with the Los Angeles Rams in L.A. in the NFL and SoFi Stadium. All of them will be partnered with Ball, and they'll be packaging these aluminum cups as well. So it's not just Denver. Denver's the hub here. We know Denver. We live here. But I think it's pretty cool, being a basketball guy that I am, that from here on out, it is Ball Arena, everybody.
There you go. Make a note.
Make a note.
Make a note. Ball Arena now.
When you drive downtown, that's where you're going.
That's right.
Well, that's cool. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
So there you go. Big announcement today from our company. We're excited about that. There is more sports news, really, in our trending report. The World Series was played last night again, Game 2.
I missed it again.
I keep forgetting. I have a feeling you'll miss them all.
I keep forgetting.
The series is now tied up one game apiece when the Rays beat the Dodgers last night. They get the day off today. They have to sit and shine their gold chains so that they can flash a little bit better on the TV screen.
A little bling.
They'll play Game 3 tomorrow night. What else is going on? For the first time in more than a century, the world-famous Westminster Dog Show will not be held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. I know a lot of people who never miss the Westminster Dog Show. They have to watch it on TV. They are going to move that little doggy beauty pageant north of the city to an outdoor estate.
Whoa, fancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much higher class place to sniff butts, Dom.
Right. Easier to pick the poop up off the grass, I guess.
Somebody does it for you.
They have people for that.
Right, poop patrol.
And since it's moving outside, they are also moving it from February to June.
All right. This, you know what? That fits, though, for that dog show, because it is a very, like, prestigious event, and everyone's very uppity, and
bunch
that
of
fits.
Sweaty dogs.
Sweaty dog.
Sweaty dog.
Sweaty dog.
The Charlie Brown holiday television specials. You know them. You love them. The Charlie Brown Christmas. a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Those have been on free TV for years and years and years, decades actually.
They're so good.
They're moving off of free TV. They are going to be now on the Apple TV network.
Who was the one goofy kid who had the ghost costume, but he cut like 15 holes in it, so it was like a bunch of eye holes for the ghost? Do you remember that in the cartoon? Was it Pigpen, maybe?
Pigpen, I think.
Could have been Pigpen.
So it was all of his dirt and dust
stupid
could come
kid.
Out. But don't freak out, because Apple says they will allow you this year to watch them for free for a couple of days before they slap your hand if you try to watch them for free moving forward.
I'm against this. Those are fun little shows to share with your kids, and now you have to have another subscription to see them. It's too many subscriptions, Dom. Too many.
Do these survive the test of time?
Yeah. I think so.
I know we all have a sentimental attachment. If you're of a certain age, you
There's
do.
Messages in them, isn't
we
there?
We might have 22-year-olds like listening right now who are like, what are you even talking about?
You're right. Who's Charlie Brown?
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the other news. That I don't have anything else. What do you have,
Charlie? Well, let's make our way to this big news. It's National Nut Day. You like these nuts, Dumb?
These nuts. Cashews, yeah. Pecans, walnuts.
Pistachios.
Not a fan of the Brazil nut.
No, too much nut. Pistachios all day long for me. I like that. And the almond. Like, I'm the guy who gets the Snickers almond bars. They're much better than the ones filled with peanuts. Thank you very much.
So,
anyway, yeah. What else is going on? This is kind of a crazy story. It's about Matthew McConaughey. He's a homely man. He spent the early two...
yeah.
He spent the early 2000s making basically a buttload of romantic comedies. He made The Wedding Planner, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Failure to Launch. I think Fool's Gold is in there. I've seen all of these, sadly
to say. He was Mr. Rom-Com for a while.
He sure was, man. But about a decade into it, like 2010, this is coming from his new memoir called Green Lights. He was saying right around 2010... he wanted to change course so badly, he didn't want to do rom-coms anymore, that he turned down just shy of $15 million to do another one of these chick flicks. He was like, no, no, no. Nope, I don't want $15 million to do another one of these. He wanted to focus more on, like, his dramas and his serious acting.
Well, he went
acting.
Off and did True Detective and stuff like that,
he did actually
right?
some really good stuff, but I'm just imagining somebody in the position to turn down $15 million.
Right.
You know? What a jerk. So that's floating around. That's your crap on celebrities. Here's your crap on trick-or-treating. If you want to give out candy this year to trick-or-treaters, or if you want to take your kids trick-or-treating, actually, be on the lookout for purple pumpkins in the front of houses. Now, purple pumpkins is a sign that you're going to be giving out individually wrapped candies there at the house, and you're going to really make sure everything is safe and sanitary for all the kids. So you're really doing the social distancing. You've cleaned everything. Maybe you've even cleaned and sanitized the little individually wrapped candies. And then you put the purple pumpkin out there, and then the kids feel safe to trick or treat there.
People are. I'm going to be giving out candy
either.
This year. And we don't have a purple pumpkin. Everything is safe at our house.
We're going to lay it out on the driveway, I think, and then sit back in our chairs and have a bullet rye. And
that's exactly what we're doing. We'll have it at the end of the driveway in little individual bags that they can pick up. We'll wave.
Yeah. I don't even know if we're doing our annual Sloppy Joes and Tater Tots. With my family. We do that every year, and it hasn't even been brought up.
Just do it with your wife and kids.
Yeah, I could do that, couldn't I?
Your mom can make her own Sloppy Joes.
Don't tell my mom, but my Sloppy Joes are better than her Sloppy Joes. Just saying.
Right.
You never talk bad about mom's cooking.
There
but
you,
I will
she's
say.
Never going to fold your laundry again.
Hey, are you pregnant? Babycenter.com just released its report on the most popular baby names of the year based on data from more than just over half a million parents.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to decide what to name your baby, you might want to steer clear of some of these because they're really popular. The top 10 for girls: Sophia, Olivia, Riley, Emma, Ava, Isabella, Aria, Aaliyah, Amelia, and Mia.
I noticed that 9 of the 10... either end in the letter A or end in the sound A. Nine of the ten. Sophia, Olivia, Emma, Ava, Isabella, Aria, Aaliyah, Amelia, Mia. We all want girls' names that end in A for some reason now.
Farther down on the girls' list was Syrup, Tooth, and Smuckers. Those are kind of unique. The top 10 for boys, Liam, Noah, Jackson, Aiden, Elijah, Grayson, Lucas, Oliver, Caden, Mateo. Look at us
Mateo
reading names.
Mateo in the top 10. Wow.
Honorable mentions on that list, Bark, Pamphlet, and Kibble. They say the popularity of Karen is down 13%. And yeah. I think we all know why. According to a new survey, 25% of people say that they're already finished with their holiday shopping for the year. Who are these monsters?
I haven't started.
Me either. I don't think we have one thing. Ugh, I don't even want to think about it this year, do you?
Ugh. Nah, we're not even going to be doing hardly anything. We're not really exchanging gifts in-house this year.
Think about it. And then on the heels of that, they say this new another survey that says over half of moms say that they've hidden a present so well that they forgot where to put it.
Right. Isn't that like that. Christmas Vacation
right,
where Chevy Chase is up in the attic
gift,
and he
right?
finds the old like
I wonder how many times that's been done with people hiding gifts and they find it like 10 years later. Like, yeah. Oh, there's that. All right, man, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, posted a pretty darn funny video there today. They took the faces off the actors of Step Brothers. Who is that? John C. Reilly, I think that's his name. And then Will Ferrell. And they replaced them with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. It's one of those deep fake videos. So if you've ever wanted to see what Step Brothers would look like with two big old action superstars, you can see it on our Facebook, and it's damn good. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's what's trending now. With your boys in the morning at Mix 100.